He plays music.
Yeah, so perhaps we should like send it off to tech to like.
Yeah, we'll send it off to someone else to insert music in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, right, so this is Care Tags Gorilla Podcast with,
UK edition.
yeah, UK edition with me. I'm Riaz, call myself Bella on the forum. And I'm
I'm
here
John.
with, yeah.
I go by John on Care Tags.
This is good. Tech's like made
De facto.
the de facto opening standard, and
Yeah.
we're just following his lead. But Care Tags
Yeah.
is a group of
I do
fashion.
feel a little bit lost without him
Yeah,
though.
it's tough.
We'll
We'll
manage.
soldier on. Okay, yeah, Care Tags is a online forum of fashion
And
enthusiasts.
friends, fashion
Yeah,
and
and fashion and
friends.
friends. We're not experts, but just
Very big
interested,
fans,
just
so
big
I would
fans,
never say
interested
this.
amateurs.
Yeah.
So we have a list of things we're going to talk about. I think first Tech normally does a little small talk. He's like, "So, how's your day been, Germinal,
It's been
John?"
great. Riaz has been showing me the delights, the seedy underbelly of Cambridge. Yeah, I saw a man on a bike
Yeah,
with a radio.
he's irritating.
Yeah, almost killed us.
Yeah, you saw a museum.
Saw a museum, yeah. Saw lots of neat Bronze Age weapons.
And we didn't do any shopping at all.
No,
No,
not one of it.
because we're in the militant no
No,
cop club.
no cop.
Yeah,
For life.
for life. Why cop anything? Let's talk about that first. Just what do you when you say no cop? Do you do it? Do you go on a no cop? Do you say, "Well, I'm no copping for the next."
I don't think that's really the best way to do it, to be
No.
honest. I think it's just a lifestyle, isn't
You
it?
don't begin or end a no cop. You are no cop.
Exactly,
It never
yeah.
starts. It never ends.
Yeah.
But then, how do you know when to break it to buy something?
I don't know, you gotta trust your instincts really, haven't you? Like, I haven't bought anything in about 4 months now. And I don't know, I've got things I'm gonna buy. Like, I've got a little short list going on. As soon as those Gosha Rubchinsky Vans drop on like an actual website, I'm gonna buy them.
What are they? What are the Rubinsky Vans? What do they look like?
They're like old schools, except they have reflective detailing on the soles.
Okay.
And it's, yeah, like, I don't know why I decided, but I'm just gonna get them. That is why my makeup ends, basically, on them. So it's planned cop, isn't it? Yeah.
Is that even a no cop then? See, I see. I'm of the old school, rigidly defined no cop, where you say
Orthodox.
from day X till day Y. That's
Yeah,
it.
that's
That's it. It's
it.
done. There's nothing. You can't. There's nothing you can buy in there. And
Well,
I'm militant about that because if you say, "Oh, well, you can buy things that you need," then it's too easy to justify. You say, like, "Oh, well, I need to go to the gym. I need to get some white t-shirts for the gym and like a
Oh,
hoodie."
yeah,
Once
no.
you start to think, once you, I feel like once you're considering anything other than like how much it costs and will it actually do the job, like as in, I need something for the gym. It needs to be a t-shirt. Once you're considering like, "Oh, this t-shirt has like a logo on, and I really like
Yeah.
logos," then you've gone too far. So it's easier to just say, "I'm not buying anything."
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I originally planned to go till the 26th of February,
Right.
which is a month today, actually. Yeah. And I will, unless these shoes drop. So it's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure where I'm going with
I
that.
feel like there's been a lot of anti no cop. I'd say
Yeah, pro cop,
pro
yeah.
cop propaganda being spread. And
It's
I think
disgraceful.
it's disgraceful.
What is the youth of today gonna think?
I think that the no cop is a powerful tool. I
Yeah.
really genuinely, like, I was not buying anything for 6 months, and by like month four, I was so much happier with my wardrobe. And then I noticed
Yeah.
as soon as I bought something, I started stressing about it. I bought like a blazer, and I was like, "Does this blazer fit? Should I wear this blazer? Like, does it go with a t-shirt? Should I wear blazers with t-shirts? Is that stupid? Is my whole wardrobe dumb? Should I be buying something else?"
Yeah,
I immediately went
definitely.
back down the
I
rabbit
agree with
hole.
that. I think, I don't know about you, but the buying of clothes and the talking about the buying of clothes is the most boring part of fashion. Like, I just don't want to talk about that. Like, it's unavoidable to a certain extent, but I'd much rather talk about the styling and the wearing and the creating and that sort of thing. It's much more interesting than
who's got sales on.
Yeah, who's got like sales
though. I know. I load them. But the thing is, once you know that a sale, once the concept of the sale exists, to buy at full price is different, yeah. Right? You enter that game. That's why like SEH Kelly, they yeah. don't do sales. So at least you know it, if you see that and you like it, that's the price.
And yeah, and that's good, and that's where like planning what you're gonna buy works. Is this? But that's not good for the people that want to make money. Is that they want us to be on our toes, not knowing when things are dropping, not knowing how much they're going to cost, whether they'll make it.
Yeah, whether they'll be on sale. Yeah.
Yeah, like they don't want us to know. Oh well, it's going to stay this price forever. I'll see how I feel in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They want us to be like, oh shit, is it going to sell out in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
She's like, wait, oh, it's on sale. Yeah, I've got to grab it now.
Yeah, exactly. Even though it's going to go on to, it's on 30% sale now, next week it's going to go on 70%.
Yeah.
But they don't want you to know.
Yeah. And that's where they're making their money, really.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, because I know with like, forums and stuff, you can be, if you're, you know, watching the right threads, you can get hooked into so many, like, bargains. And, like, you know, you can... Like, if you go on the FUK thread, right, the sales thread, it's old enough that you can go back and see when did the Porter sales start last year and the year before. And you can, you know, people on FUK will be saying, wake up at 5 a.m. tomorrow. It's a Monday. The Porter sales almost definitely start. They're either this Monday or next Monday. Wake up early and log on. And so I guess in some ways you can kind of fight back against the retailer's cloud of misinformation. Or just lack of information, I guess.
That's true. I don't know. I think what you're saying about getting sucked in is kind of true. It's like when you end up with people who own, like, they have basically the same wardrobe because they bought the same sales. So there's, like, people who's got those Blanc and Noir trainers.
Yeah. I do like them.
Yeah, I like them, but they all got them from, what was that shop that had a sale? The dead stock, was it? I don't know, it was on Starforum. And you know, like, everyone got them there at the same time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, fair play to them, they got a good deal and they're really nice trainers. And no one in real life
notices.
Will notice that. But that just seems a bit boring and soulless to me. I'd rather kind of buy, I want to buy clothes which are just interesting and make me. Not sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about where you're buying clothes from, because you mentioned earlier today that you're basically boycotting everything. I tried to boycott Uniqlo, but it's really difficult to find white long sleeve V-neck t-shirts that are not from Uniqlo. Try it. It's hard. That's the thing. COS doesn't have like that bulletproof basics kind of thing where you can buy everything in every color in every like permutation of the style like Uniqlo does. H&M do.
Muji? Do you have a Muji in Cambridge?
There's no Muji in Cambridge, and they don't do V-neck long sleeve. The V-neck long sleeve is actually tricky. It's actually a little bit out there.
Well, yeah, I just.
So what's the full list of boycotts?
Boycotts. This is really negative. I don't like being negative.
But if you're boycotting it, do you not feel like it's something that you're not buying from them for a reason, and presumably you want other people to know the reason?
Is it
like really petty reasons?
It's
like
quite petty.
The LNCC guy like pushed in front of you in the Supreme queue and you hate him now.
Well, yeah, I kind of like went off LNCC because the guy's just charging ridiculous prices for this RAF stuff.
The RAF archive.
Yeah. And that's kind of fair, I suppose. Like, he doesn't really want to sell them. But now he's selling them on eBay, so actually I could have kind of gone back to disliking him. And I dislike how their stock list has basically halved. Like, it used to have really stuff like Facetasm and Unused and like other kind of difficult to get hold of Japanese brands. And now they're just like it's quite an interesting list, but it's all European luxury brands.
Yeah, Lava.
Balenciaga, like Rick, Raf.
Is Rick like a European luxury brand? I guess it is, but it's not what I think of. I think of it as like an American luxury brand, I guess. It's not in that like
I mean, by European, I mean showing in
yeah.
Paris.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Fair enough, yeah.
And Yangli as well, that's quite good, but...
Okay.
So
that's why you're not buying from LNCC. Who are you buying from them, if you don't want to be negative? Just eBay.
Yeah, well, not so much. I've unsubscribed from my eBay updates.
Whoa.
This is part of no code.
Part of no code. You unsubscribed from all of them. That's interesting, because I always had mine. I had mine still going.
So I unsubscribed from... Mr. Porter, ages ago. Unsubscribed from Tribian and Okini and End. Those three, like, I'll buy from them, but only specific products. I kind of hate the way their stock list works, where they just kind of all get the same brand at the same time.
But I mean, that's because there's demand for it,
yeah,
right?
There's demand for it, but there's no. It's all so homogenous.
Yeah.
And that's not something I like. So really...
They're like independent stores, but it doesn't feel like they have like an independent... They all are essentially interchangeable, right?
Yeah.
I often genuinely get confused between Okini and End. Because they're just... They have the same stuff and it's the same sort of...
Yeah.
It's just all the same.
Look, at least LCC is still a bit diverse from
that. Yeah.
And I give them credit for that. So yeah, I kind of... I'm not really buying anything on them, like I said. I'll buy stuff in person in boutiques in London, really.
Names, which boutiques?
I like Machine.
Yeah.
They support all these like Nazir Mazar, Astrid Anderson, those kind of young British designers.
Yeah.
Stock Raff as well.
Hmm.
I like Opening Ceremony because they're
Opening
the only
Ceremony
place,
is cool.
They're the only place that all these kind of places. Oh, they just stock everyone. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
I like Liberty because, again, they have really good... They have quite good vibes. Like, it's a bit boring, but it's extensive.
Yeah.
And Dover Street Market is pretty great as well. Just for, again, stocking everyone. I've kind of gone off the internet as a place for buying clothes.
Yeah.
Because, like... You just can't tell what you're getting most of the time.
Yeah, that's true. Do you just sit outside the Pierre Wu atelier now and just wait for them to throw the clothes onto you?
Yeah.
What are you actually wearing today? You're wearing Pierre Wu trousers.
Yeah, I'm wearing Adidas Sambas.
Legit.
In black. Wearing a Jill Sander personal.
It's a Jill Sander, okay.
Yeah. And a Jill Sander blazer and a Unico Plus J. Overcoat thing.
Okay, cool.
Test
food. What am I wearing? I'm in stark contrast wearing Barker derbies.
They resolve your eBay.
Yeah, the powerful eBay magic. Those are £40 derbies. They're about the same shape as my Aldens.
Nice.
Yeah.
I assume they're like Crook and James or something.
No, it's Barker. £40. £40. So I got those. I'm wearing black Levi's commuters. Again, eBay search. I'm wearing a Gap white crew neck t-shirt and a COS linen cotton knit. I'm quite high street, really,
yeah.
If it comes to it.
Well, you run this high street.
I'm a big fan of the high street. I like it.
I was gonna say, like, Cambridge is quite a nice representation of the high street.
Cambridge is one of the most homogenous town centres. It's full of chain. Recently they've tried to break it a bit, but it's like voted one of the high streets with the most chain brands.
Wow.
Yeah. And it is. It's most of the chains are here.
Yeah.
Except Muji and COS. Except Muji and
COS, mine. You have to write a letter.
Yeah.
Standard worded letter.
I need COS to expand out. But they have Whistles, that's women's wear, but that's quite cool. They have Comptoir de Cotonas, which is again women's wear, but it's also quite a cool high street shop. I feel like there's a lot of
I went to Nottingham. Last year.
The buzzing metropolis.
Buzzing
Nottingham.
It's just like the most grim high street you've ever seen. It's perpetual.
And that's saying something if you're from Penzance.
Yeah, I'm from Penzance. Penzance is exclusively phone shops. At one point there were four in a row. Charity shops.
Yeah.
And bakeries.
Oh, right. Hasn't been taken over by Indian takeaways. My hometown at one point. Indian takeaways, as far as the eye could see, just popping up.
We had a really good one, but then they went downhill. I think they changed
ownership. They changed ownership, and then for some reason they can't do the cookie cutter recipes anymore.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, you were talking about Astrid Anderson and someone else whose name I can pronounce.
Nadia Najjar.
Is this the Central Saint Martins crew?
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about that because their threads. I mean, first of all, we have threads about them. I've not heard of them before. We have threads about them now on Care Tags. People are talking about them, and I don't know where it came from, but their stuff seems sort of familiar. They're sort of, yeah. I don't know, like how do you describe it politically correctly?
Luxury sportswear with a very, I feel like a manly man, but he's not afraid of kind of. Well, I think most of the designers are marketing a gay man, I think.
You reckon? Yeah.
Or, like, not the basics, but the runway shows are very homoerotic.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think they're ashamed about that.
No, yeah.
And they shouldn't be, obviously.
No.
But it's really, like, centralised to London at the moment. Like,
yeah.
Apart from, like, Hood by Air, no one else is.
Is Hood by Air in that, you reckon?
Well, Oliver's got the same kind of homoerotic.
Is it? I always perceive that as more of the sort of, you know, macho kind of.
Yeah.
Because, like, rappers and stuff wear Hood by Air, right?
Well,
rappers are not famed for being.
Wear Astrid Anderson.
Do they?
Yeah.
No. Which rappers, though?
ASAP Rocky.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. That put me off. Hey, ASAP Rocky. Like, he was in that, like, lace tracksuit.
Really?
He looked pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Damn it, Mitchell. But yeah, like, it's really localized to London, and Machine A, I was talking about, is great. Like, they're in the middle of Soho, and if you walk through that area, you see a lot of people wearing, like, Bernard Wilhelm camper trainers,
yeah.
And, like, Ralph Simmons trainers, with these tracksuits by these, like, young designers, and it looks really, it's a really good look. It's, like, riffing off the whole kind of 90s casual wear, but it's not in, like, a grubby way, it's like super luxe fabrics. Grubby sounds really snobbish.
It's almost like the backlash from, like, the chav fear of the mid-2000s.
Yeah, it's embracing that.
It's
really great. And it's a backlash to, like, the whole kind of skinny rocker look, or tailoring. Yeah. It's so comfy, and it's so, like, but it's realizing the same fabrics. It's using the fur and the, like, shiny silks and stuff, and it looks.
Do you own any of it?
No, I don't. I almost bought an Astrid Anderson jersey in opening ceremony recently.
Yeah.
But no cop stays
no
strong.
Cop. Of course, the no cop. The no cop's unbreakable.
But yeah, the problem is they're just ridiculously expensive. I think because they're all so small, they're not making any money off a £200 t-shirt, even. Like.
Really?
Like, they're staying open.
Yeah, but it's.
But they're not getting rich off it.
Mm.
So part of me kind of wonders if in 5 years they'll be moving up, whether they'll be like the next Kim Jones or whoever, Louis Vuitton.
Is the high street biting on it?
Yeah.
It is?
I think so.
Yeah?
Maybe not quite yet, but they've bit into the whole kind of athletic.
That's true, that's true.
Like Gyakusu, how do you say?
Gyakusu. I don't know, I just imagine if I was Japanese and I pronounce it like that.
Yeah. Like, you see it in that H&M sports line.
Yeah,
H&M
sports line,
That's not a far stretch from the same, it's the same shapes, but done in, like, luxury sort of fabrics. And I don't think the consumer would have to move very far. Like, you know, like, 2 years ago, they were doing those, like, ripped, like, khaki trousers at Tottenham.
Yeah.
You know, ripped at the hem.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just change the fabric, and you've got to change it to, like, glossy turquoise. And
that is quite a jump, though, glossy turquoise.
Yeah.
Not so many people with glossy turquoise trousers.
Stepwise.
Yeah.
I think it's a good look.
You think it's coming?
Yeah.
You think the day's coming when you're going to walk into H&M and it's going to be all mesh t-shirts and.
Yeah, I won't be surprised. Maybe, like, double layered so they don't show off in the news, but.
You haven't got the. Haven't got the body for it, yeah. Well, that's.
Yeah, you need to be like a muscle band.
You do
bronzed,
actually. Yeah.
Adonis.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, John obviously is. You can't see, but that's pretty much what I'm looking at here.
Tonk.
All right, so we got a little checklist of things we're going to talk about. We're going to say, is LNCC bankrupt? I was going to ask, because I basically got on LNCC as a joke, because I think it's a comedy web store where there's a guy selling these platform furry shoes for like £6,000 or something, and there's so much on there that I just think, who's buying this?
Yeah, Who's buying this? Have you seen the giraffe skeleton?
There's a giraffe skeleton?
Yeah, they
had those super expensive skulls. Yeah, but there's
a skeleton. It went on sale for $4,000.
Oh, really?
I should have bought it.
You should have. You start thinking that, because you see it's like half price. You're like, wow, half price. Oh, still $2,000.
Yeah.
So I'm famously
I'm not sure you're the target market.
No, I'm really not, because I don't think spend anything on anything.
Anybody on K-Tags is.
You don't think so? No way. Because what? Ed Knob, whatever, has got a Yangli. He's got the Yangli suit from LNCC.
Oh, did he get it?
I don't know if he bought it from LNCC, but they sell it on LNCC, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, like, the people buying their dinner, basically, paying their bills, rich overseas, probably Saudi Arabia, China.
But what? Are you saying, well, what are they buying? Which components? Are they buying the Euro brand, the Balenciaga and the Lava?
Yeah, like, they're getting the money from the shirt sales, like the £300 shirts.
£300 shirts.
Like, they'll be making money on that. They've got the scarves, they get the perfumes, I would like to know how many of those, like, Rick Plinth boots they bought.
Yeah, because they're still in stock in quite a few sizes, right?
And even if they had half sizes as well.
Yeah, and even if you just buy one per size, that's a substantial buy. Yeah. I don't know how much money there. Because there's the thing, right? Recently, LNCC was basically not paying their suppliers. Did you see that article?
No.
It's about like how just basically LNCC is a really bad customer or something, and they're not paying their bills. What was that?
My iPod.
It's fine. My shockproof.
Yeah.
But, so this, which is why. And people were saying that they're not getting in that much spring-summer stuff. They are apparently talking about it, but it's not. There's nothing in there right now.
Yeah, they haven't dropped anything yet, but I did email them about they're getting the Gosha Advance.
Yeah.
And they said they were, basically. Or they were stalking him. They didn't say about the Vans. So, like, I don't think they're dead yet, but their stock list has dramatically decreased.
I just find it such a questionable business. I don't know how it does stay in business.
Yeah, I did. It must have been a year ago now, but I was reading how they were finally turning a profit.
Oh, yeah, recently. No, were they saying they were starting to turn a profit, or were they predicting they were going to turn a profit?
Yeah, it was probably predicting.
Yeah, they were saying, like, this year we might turn a profit. But I don't know if that's good or bad in terms of web stores.
I think that's good. Like,
yeah, because I think it's probably...
If you're breaking even, you're doing well.
Yeah, yeah.
I think in any respective fashion business.
Yeah.
It's only people like Burberry that can make a profit.
That can make a big profit. Yeah. Well, I guess if they start stocking all the Euro, I suppose, you know, they're dead when they've got like D squared in or whatever.
Yeah.
A little bit of brand snobbery there. Right. Okay. Well, I think to wrap up, this is the first thing on the list, but we'll wrap up with it. What's Margiela doing? He's famously not involved anymore with his maison. He's apparently quit that. So what is he doing? What's he?
Well, word on the street. I might hear
anyone, if anyone knows, please write in. If anyone's seen Margiela in, you know, H&M or, like, you know, I don't know, like a builder's site.
Wandering around Aqua.
Pouring concrete onto his shoes. Maybe that is what he's doing. He's gone into DIY.
Like, either he still works at Margiela, the brand. And it's all a big conspiracy.
Do you think that's likely?
I don't think it's likely. It would be his ultimate, like, joke, wouldn't it?
It would be, wouldn't it? If everyone said, oh, Margiela's gone, stayed, if only he hadn't quit, and then he said, yeah, well, actually.
The myth of the designer lives on.
Yeah, well, it's because he kind of, I get the feeling that he doesn't like the myth of the designer, right?
Yeah, well, that's part of the brand. That's integral, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that'd be quite funny to pretend he's left and stay on.
It would be good.
But I reckon more likely he's done a Helmut Lang and gone mental.
He's going to shred his archive soon.
Yeah. Like wandering around screaming at cats.
I was theorising that he's just making the biggest, the most oversized jacket possible. It's over...
Size 788.
Yeah, and he's just travelling from, you know, Antwerp to Paris, because that's how big the sleeve is. Yeah, he's going back and forth on a private train or something. I don't know. don't know. Do you think he's gonna be turn up as like Uniqlo's next collab or something?
That'd be a series of white paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd buy it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think we'll wrap it up there because we're super late.
Yeah.
Because I misplanned the day. And I drank a coffee, so I'm super stressed out about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can tell from my voice. John's laughing nervously.
I'm
visibly blurred.
Frothing in the mouth.
Okay, cool. Let's wrap it up there, and then we'll imagine someone will put the music on.
Jazz music.
Yeah. Boom, 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 bo